I mean,
the Schoolroom Rockies back on the block with conspiracy theory rock. It's a mediaopoly, a mediaopoly. The whole media is controlled by a few corporations thanks to deregulation by the FCC.
You mean Disney, Fox, Westinghouse, and good old GE?
They own networks from CBS to CNBC.
They can use them to say whatever they please and put down the opinions of anyone who disagrees.
Or stuff about PCBs.
What are PCBs?
They come from electric power plants built by Westinghouse and GE.
They can give you lots of cancer that can hurt your body.
But on network TV, you rarely hear anything bad about the nuclear industry.
Like when Westinghouse was sued for fraud?
Which time?
GE made defective bolts, it was an unreported crime. Or when it was boycotted for operating nuclear bomb plants just to squeeze a dime.
That's a footnote, by the way.
A footnote protects you from folks who doubt what you say. Now maybe the voices in my head will go away.
But the big shots don't care, they're all sitting pretty thanks to corporate welfare.
What's that now?
They get billions in subsidies from the government. It's supposed to create jobs, but that's not how it's spent. They use tax and soft money to support congressmen who will vote for weapons programs again and again and let them dump toxic waste where the young ones play.
INGE made the bullets that shot JFK.
You contribute to this chain every time you buy a product sponsored on this show.
That's what NBC doesn't want you to know. Please stand by. You know it's all part of GE's big lie.
Why'd they take Norm MacDonald away?
Because he made too many jokes about OJ.
But Lorne Michaels overruled.
Now don't be fooled. He and Barry went to the same high school.
Country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school. Dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting from the internet for Monday, May 22nd, 2006. Would be the May-long weekend.
It would be. For Canada. No, just for Canada. It's Victoria Day in BC, in fact.
Is it just BC?
BC. Some other provinces, I think, also have a holiday.
Really?
That have different names.
So, it's a holiday for us, but if you don't live in Canada, well, fuck you, I guess.
Back to work on Monday for you, or school.
Sucks to be users. It's Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit Rep for Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends. For your headspace and timing, Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening to this program, well, you're sort of taking a stand, but more than that, you're getting more intel for your own stand so your stand can be more effective. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to my live journal sometime this week by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. Last week I was really bad. I didn't update my journal until Wednesday.
Bad Sean.
Bad me.
Bad Sean.
I'll be punished. I will be punished. Yeah, not
in the comfy chair.
In the comfy chair. You would be punished. You would be punished. But this this would be... I'm still caught from that college radio broadcast we did last week. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, where you're probably downloading this from.
Most
Wild Bunch Radio, WMI Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio, Tampa, SRN1, 99 Nuke FM. And you are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. Which is interesting. I got a lot of people listen to this live. A surprising amount. I thought it was like, I do because I have no life. But there was like a lot of people who were like, I usually try to catch it live because I have Mondays off.
That's kind of cool, actually.
It is. There's a lot of people who don't have Saturdays and Sundays off.
Yeah.
You know, because like only the beautiful people have the weekends off and they work 9 to 5. and the rest of us, the slave class, we work, you know, whenever, right?
Yeah,
you know,
whenever we can.
Well, a third of the population's awake at night. You know, no one realizes about a third.
What?
Well, a third of the population works at night. That's the specs, dude. A third.
Must be out of sight, because I never see them at night.
Well, yeah, because you're sleeping, fucker, because you're one of the beautiful people. But no, seriously, seriously, there's a third of the population. Lots of people work at night. Tons.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons. Almost guarantee that a lot of our people who are fans work at night. I almost promise you that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's hard to get good media and stuff like that. That's why I've oftentimes thought that if it'd be cool to start up like a, like I know I'm not allowed to do any businesses or anything. But
yeah,
I've always wanted to do something that was just purely nocturnal. And your hours are sun up, sun down. Like, that's it. And you call it, like, I don't know, the Vampire Connection or something like that. You know, you get it.
Sounds like a limited market to me.
Not really. Not really. Yeah. I mean, oh, no. No way, man. If you were to have something that was sun up to sun down, it's like, is it open? Is it sunrise? Then no. Is it
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Or maybe you just allow people in from sun up to sundown, or from sundown to sunrise, and then they can leave whenever during the day, right? And if they happen to go in, or maybe private.
You get bonus in the winter because there's more dark hours.
That's true, and people want to do stuff, you know? I don't know, something like that. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be an interesting idea.
It is interesting.
But you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast anywhere you see fit, like broadcasting your car, get an FM transmitter.
That was a cool idea.
That's one of my cooler ideas. I like that one, although it's technically illegal, but that's okay. That's okay.
Is it?
It is, it is. We got so much stuff to get through, we can't even fuck around. So no fucking around, you. No fucking
around.
Yeah,
I'm the one.
My beautiful and talented co-host, Samarian, will not be fucking around this show.
I was interviewed.
By who?
Reel to Reel radio show on...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
On Rant Radio.
That's right, it's one
they
of ours.
They do movie reviews and such, and they...
I should do that. I should do movie reviews.
Why not? Throw it in. See a movie?
Well,
do
then
it.
I'm stepping on their dick, aren't I? I mean, I'm stepping on their toes a bit.
You probably see different movies than they do.
Really? What do they watch?
I don't know.
They watch like the gay like chocolate anomaly and all that kind of stuff. I watch those movies.
I
watch those movies.
I watch gay movies too.
I watched Amelie. I thought Amelie was a great movie.
Brilliant movie, in fact.
Yeah,
the way
I
colors,
it.
The way it was shot, the production. Yeah.
I saw Silent Hill.
Yeah.
It was ass. It was ass. It was a good movie to watch high. Other than that, it was pretty much ass.
Yeah.
I thought the bitch who is the lead character in Silent Hill, I'm like, why are you running away from the cops? Like, they're here to help you, you stupid bitch. But whatever, I mean, she's like, oh God, the police! And she runs away. It's, what the fuck? Anyway.
So they interviewed me about Patrol.
Oh my God.
It's kind of cool.
And I have a problem. I can't stop filming, Sean. Get away from my house!
Get off my lawn!
We're seriously going to do one of those outtakes.
Yeah.
But, and how did it go? That was
pretty good.
Did they like it? Were they making you look like an ass? Or
they're calling me down on it.
They're like, you fucking suck,
stupid show.
Sean, you therapy.
They're asking me very good questions. So
yeah?
You can go to their site and download it if you missed it. So.
Nice. Yeah. Audio? Interview?
Yeah, it's audio.
Nice. Yeah. I probably should check that out. Did you like, oh, he's shaking his head. Now I'm going to check it out. I guess someone said, what's it like filming with someone as manic as Sean?
No, they didn't ask anything about questions about you.
Good.
Asking questions about like how the filming process of people bother us on the street, and I go, yeah, they do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, which is funny. Well, I've got a lot of presence. Like when I'm out there in the street, I'm kind of a big guy.
So
I've got
tracks. The crazies to come to us
and jump
in front of the camera.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean,
fuck off, we're filming.
Yeah, and you can't do that. That's why they hire cops and security guards when they're doing real movies.
That's right. Block off streets.
As opposed to me. You know that segment? I got some email about that segment where I kicked the derelict guy. That really was a derelict guy.
It was real. We didn't dress him up.
Yeah, we didn't dress him up. That was a real guy.
He was
a derelict.
I gave him
like a couple bucks or whatever for doing it.
He was awesome.
But he was like, yeah, Sean, you really looked like you were like power tripping there. Like you looked. I'm like, yeah, I was acting.
That's the whole point.
That was the point.
He was a badass corporate security guard
in
that segment.
I was being a total dick, and that's why you have to draw the line between someone who's a silent professional and someone who, you know, fulfills his role within the society, you know.
Because granted,
the law.
Most of the stuff is done, like, seriously, and it's
not
acting.
Well, that's the trick, is to know when we're kidding and when we're not.
That's right.
And we'll never, ever tell.
Reality.
Never, ever tell.
Except for that segment.
Because
when,
otherwise,
when we're acting.
Because everything's fake. Nothing's
that's right.
real. That's right.
That's
right. Nothing's,
see,
nothing's
disclaimer.
Real at all. I am actually a corporate shill. Don't worry me.
But that guy was a really good sport. We just asked him. He's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, he was super nice, actually. I was pretty surprised.
He did a good job, too. He's speaking kind of quiet, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, he's not going to... I mean, that was accurate. I mean, he's not going to get up in my face when I'm some fucking 9-foot-tall space marine starts okay.
Go.
Anything else?
No, that was my
interview. How do they get it? Where's the website? Give us a
plug. Go to the Rant Radio. I don't know what I think it's reeltoreel.com, but don't go there just in case. Go to rantradio.com. Go to the schedule. Talk schedule.
It's linked up with our website now.
And they have all the archives. So
nice.
It was last Wednesday, not this coming in 2 days, last
nice,
Wednesday.
Nice. Okay, yep. Okay. Dear Sean and Sam, I am blah. Whatever his real name is, I'm going to call him Alex for now.
Okay.
But your new online name, because he didn't have an online name, your new online name, Alex, is Happy Slasher. I was going to call him the Mad Slasher. I thought, no, that's not good. Happy Slasher.
I'm the Happy Slasher.
a 21-year-old United States citizen.
Citizen.
As a resident of Alaska, I feel peculiar detachment from our federal government, which he would, being as he's separated by an entire fucking country.
Yeah.
Being a frontier state. Interesting.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, frontier. You're just way up in the fucking boonies.
Oh,
Alaska,
okay.
Right? I would seem a lot of things happening in the continental U.S. are not necessarily reflected on the behaviors of the people here, which is true. A lot of, like, Alaska's like it's almost its own nation. Like,
yeah, they have different kind of rules.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think weed's illegal in Alaska, or legal, actually, in Alaska. You're allowed to smoke it or something like that. It's like they got a lot of crazy rules. This isn't to say that Alaska doesn't have its own share of problems. Our native population is destroying itself with drugs, alcohol, and violence. Anchorage is what some would consider the least isolated part of the state, a microcosm between mountains and the ocean, with a military air base for a neighbor. It's always seemed like we have a lot in common with Canada. Has Sean Kennedy ever traveled to Alaska? He sent this in. I guess he didn't know it was coming directly to me. No, I have not. I have never been to Alaska. It is a place I would go. It's cold. I like
cold.
No, I like cold places.
I hate cold places.
Yeah, Sim won't be going, which is another reason for me
Sean
to go.
Sean hates hot places. I like hot places.
You want to film me? Come to the snow, fucker.
No, I'm going to dive there. Yay.
Yay.
That sounds great in the cold.
I'll imagine it's... Well, you just get sleepy. I'll imagine it's quite a distance. Canada is rough terrain and no less to cross, but I imagine your proximity to nature is a great joy. The city hive structure is something I've experienced only peripherally considering the actual layout of your atypical Alaskan city. I've seen extreme examples of it in places like South Korea. Suffice to say, I was disturbed by what I saw. I hope Anchorage and Alaska never become like that. The rant format of expression is very contagious. I hope to hear back if possible. Now, this strikes me as the kind of letter that gets sent off. By a guy who's like, come, I just listened to you. I don't know you, but I think you're cool. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear from you. I sent him a little letter back, so I'm going to read your letter out. You know, and he says, I hope to hear back from you.
Cool.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We talk to everybody, unless you're an idiot. You start telling me how to do my job.
Then you get the big deleted key.
Deleted. The big delete. Or you write, like, a book.
Too much info.
Yeah. People who send me, like if I have to scroll down twice... In the
summarize for us, can you summarize?
My resolution set at 600x400, and if I scroll twice, you're fucked. Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And then if we need more info, we'll say more info, please.
Dear Sean and Sim, I'm sure you've heard of the Yes Men.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Well, I hadn't heard of these guys, but I think they need to be brought up considering there's so much ineffective political art performance out there. The political activist performance art group called the Yes Men has struck again with an amazing corporate hack. Posing as Halliburton. I guess these guys pose as corporations and do shit. Very dangerous. Good way to get assassinated. These guys got invited to a conference of insurance agents and posed as Halliburton representatives trying to market the survival balls as a survival strategy for corporate executives in a declining world environment. The 6-foot by 6-foot inflatable wearable orb contains all the aspects of survival and only exposes the face of the wearer. The addition, the audience never questioned the feasibility of the product, which is just frightening to me. Their best-known piece was an attack on Dow Chemical in 2004 with the public announcement that they took full responsibility for the 1984 Bhopal incident, a poisonous gas leak in Bhopal, India, that the Indian government ended up taking the fall for protecting Dow and its subsidiary Union Carbide. This announcement in 2004 fooled news agencies, which reported it, and resulted in Dow stock declining in billions.
Wow.
The mere fact these huge companies won't make lawsuits against the Yes-Man is evidence. Any press on the subject reveals more truth about their actions than they would like to see in the public. I think they have found an effective Achilles heel in the core political. They aren't a news agency balancing their advertise versus profit versus negative coverage. The Yes-Men have nothing to lose. Well, not so. They do have stuff to lose. They're risking their lives.
Especially with large corporations that
Halliburton will kill you.
They have the weapons, by the way.
Yeah, they have private fucking Shadowrun teams, okay? Halliburton has Blackwater. Do not fuck with these guys, okay? They make good money for being psycho killers. I'm all for this creative type of infiltration. Shows how unperceptive and arrogant corporations are. Yet they hold so much power over us. I hope many more copy crap groups take the same strategy.
Copy crap.
Copy crap. I like that.
It was a
slip of the tongue, but it's a good one. Copy crap groups. Take the same strategy. It's obviously a hacked loophole that needs to be exploited. And that was from Quota.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man.
Kind of cool.
Kind of cool. Kind of fucking dangerous. A lot of people are like, Sean, why are you always telling people not to? I'm not into people getting in shit. Okay? I'm like, a lot of people are like, yeah, you should do this. You should train and how to fucking blah. You know, no. Okay, no. A lot of our listeners are very young. They're young, i.e. less than 25. Okay? Oh. And
unaware of possible consequences.
Well, that's why the Al-Qaeda recruits guys between the ages of like 15 and 25.
Yep.
Because young people are easily manipulated. Yep. I hate to say it, but they are. Okay, you give them the right kind of data, they get excited easily, and fucking boom! Before you know it, you got
yourself... Let's do it!
You got a psycho terrorist, right? Yep. So you don't want to do that. So I'm always big on the checksum. I'm always big on, like, you want to be careful with this kind of stuff. I would monitor it and see how you can not get caught. That's your big thing.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Don't get caught. That's the big one, you know? But never break the law. Never, you know, do anything that would... harm our corporatical brethren, because otherwise you wind up getting sued through the floor and turning into like an aging.
Who would make our Coke and Pepsi then?
Yeah, exactly. And who would do that? And you wind up, you know, backpedaling and trying to hide out pretending you're right wing. Sean, you asked for an effective example of what protesting has done in the last 20 years. I got a protest theme going on here.
Okay.
Here's the biggest and probably most widely known protest that was successful. Now, this actually wasn't a protest, but yeah, Native American tribe. On the Fort McDowell Apache Reservation in Arizona back in 92, there was a standoff with the FBI, which had stormed an Indian reservation in order to confiscate bingo, video poker, video keno, and slot machines from Fort McDowell Casino. Okay. When the FBI approached with several semi-trucks to take the equipment away, the workers in the casino immediately went out and formed a human wall surrounding the building. Surrounding neighbors found out about the standoff, came in, and blocked the FBI from getting any further. The FBI called in their guns, the Indians called in theirs. The standoff protest lasted several months while the tribal council pleaded their case to the Supreme Court and got an FBI called off. The cause was the Indian reservations. As the system stands now, reservations are not subject to any state, county, or city laws. Interesting. In some cases, even
That's
federal
correct.
Laws, you yeah. know, on Indian reserves.
That's right.
So even though there are laws preventing gambling, they use their semi-sovereignty to open a casino on their own lands. The result is now in all 50 states, Indian casinos are nearly in every Indian reservation.
That's right.
Granted, that wasn't a rather typical protest, but it just shows how standing your ground can and does work. You just have the right representation while doing so.
Actually, it sounded like the Supreme Court is the one that did the work for them.
Well, what you had here is you had a violent standoff with people with guns. Mm-hmm. That is not a protest, okay? A protest is not when you call in people with guns. That is not a protest. Okay, let's just make a fucking. That doesn't qualify as a protest. I'm not really crazy about protests. Yes, they have a point, but when you're being put in cages and put free speech zones, which I thought America was a free speech zone, but I guess I was wrong.
One big free speech zone. Yeah. No, behind the cage. That's your free speech zone.
You're allowed to protest in this cage for 20 minutes in the soundproof room.
Then you go home.
Yeah. When you're calling in people with guns, that's terrorism. I hate to say it. You are law enforcement official. It is. I'm a law enforcement official. I'm coming on your property. No, if you come on the property, I'm going to shoot you. I have an armed group who is organized. That's like, what do you want to call it? An insurgency? Like, what the fuck are you going to call that? It's a nicer word to say that, like, rather than...
If they're on their own property and they have guns and they say, don't come here, we'll shoot you, I don't think that's really qualifies as terrorizing somebody. That means they're just defending their area.
From what?
They're not going out and killing people.
That's true.
They're just sitting there saying, don't come here.
Well,
this is a gun.
I guess I look at that and I say, you can't win then. That's what I look at that and I go, that should be avoided at all costs. Cause not because it's wrong and blah, blah, blah. I mean, okay, first of all, the cops are not the problem. Okay, the cops are enforcing a law.
Yes.
Okay? Cops are good people. A lot of people forget that for some reason. They're like, yeah, they're bitter and they're jaded and they're shell-shocked all the fuck. Everyone's all like, oh, these people come home from Iraq, which granted they are. They're all fucked up. But cops deal with that shit every day. So we need to be looking after cops as well as looking after war vets, as well as looking after ambulance attendants and fucking firefighters and everybody who shows up to deal with sick shit. Scrape a couple babies out of a microwave and you're going to wind up getting a little bit, you know, bad dreams on the go. So it's not a case of, like, making a big deal about the guys coming home from Iraq. I'm all about that. But let's make a big deal about these cops who have to deal with this shit every day as well.
Yeah, they're just doing their job.
That said, so you do not want to lock up the FBI agents, okay? You do not want to fucking try to gun sight in on those guys because...
You will eventually lose. They have bigger guns than you.
Oh, fuck yeah. And if they...
They're just not doing it because, well, it looks bad.
It's like, yeah, we got our rifles. We'll fight. Oh, look, there's a gunship. Wow, you just got outmanned. You know, and it's on. You know what I mean? Like... The guys at the Branch Davidian compound had 50 cows up in the towers and shit like that, and they all got burned alive, yeah. So...
The U.S. takes other countries. I think they can take your casino.
Yeah, so armed arming yourself and standing off against cops is not a form of protest, okay? Yes, they
fought. That goes beyond protest. Yeah. Protest is like words exchanged.
Yeah, this is
then
like...
Once you bring in the...
A protest is peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not a protest, if it's not a peaceful protest, and if it's a protest that turns violent, it's now a riot.
Yeah.
Is what it turns into. And if it's a riot, and you if it's armed, then you've got an insurrection, maybe? Yeah, yeah? Like, I'd have to look up insurrection, but I think, I mean, there's a term
I would
for
term
that.
It as a... Yeah, I wouldn't term it as a
definitely
protest.
Definitely not a fucking protest. Anyway. Dear Sean, what the fuck are you talking about? That equilibrium is hard to find. It costs $40. Are you just not able to get it in Canada? I did a quick search on Amazon and found it for $20 US.
Oh, good.
Haven't tried ordering it yet, though, so I don't know if there's some sort of conspiracy going on.
That's right. There's an equilibrium tax on top of that you haven't seen yet, man.
That's right. Other than that, yes, equilibrium should have got more attention than what it did. Yeah, it went into that big, pause, let's not talk about it bin.
Yeah.
So we talked about
it. Bury that.
I guess I tried to order it through a big music company up here that I ordered DVDs through.
There's no distribution in Canada.
Or maybe the stores aren't carrying it. That's my point, is that the stores, because those of us who are online and we're nerds, we'll download the fucking thing, whatever, right? But to go to a store, see if you can find it in a store stocked.
Which most people do. That's where they get their stuff.
They walk in, let's look for a movie.
And they just won't see Equilibrium.
Yeah.
Ever.
Is it on the video store shelves? Can you rent it? How do you know about this movie?
Right.
How do you know about it, right? If you know about it, you can get it, but you got to know about it.
So it's just a shame that the company that made this movie is not promoting it at all. Like, they could do it right after Batman. They could have just pumped that movie up.
Oh, fuck yeah. Christian Bale. Big actor Sean Bean.
Huge.
And the acting is amazing.
Yep.
Christian Bale's a fuck of an actor. I totally do.
Amazing. I've seen a bunch of his movies now.
I mean, the guy's switched on. He totally does his shit. I mean, he's the guy's hot. He's super, super cool.
Yep.
Good shape, too.
Oh, God.
In American Psycho, the guy was ripped.
And Batman. Like,
and Batman, he was in. Yeah, American Psycho is sick. They do a full body shot of him lying in a suntanning bed, and it's like he's just rippled. He's just fucking.
You haven't seen The Machinist yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
He's a beanpole. He looks like he's going to die.
Oh, really?
Literally. Yeah, he lost like 60 pounds for the role.
Holy
like,
shit.
Really just awful looking. Oh, my God.
Well, it's like... It's
the guy who hasn't slept in a year. That's what he's portraying.
Benicio Del Toro. He's like that, too. Or Del Toro. He'll like, I'll put on 80 pounds for this fucking role.
I'll take it off a month later.
I'll lock myself in a hotel room and eat donuts for weeks. And that's good for the body. Suffer for your art much?
Yeah.
Dear Sean and Sim, my many thanks for your hard working. I donate whenever I can. I would encourage more people to do so. And thank you very much, because I'll talk about this later, but donations make a huge difference. Thank you. Recently, I had a bad experience with sanitizing, as I've talked about in the show. Now, this is an interesting letter.
Bad experience.
Yeah. I've always removed company logos from my electrical goods I buy. I recently had to buy a new fridge, so I got home and fitted the fridge and removed the company logo from the door. There's nothing worse than having to look at a brand logo every time you get a pint of milk.
Damn right.
But a month later, the fridge breaks down, and since it was still under warranty, I phoned the manufacturer who sent an engineer around to fix it. The first thing he did was look to see if I still had the company logo on the door. He told me he was unable to fix the fridge because I had invalidated my warranty. He told me since I had removed the vinyl sticker with the company logo on it, I'd used a product in a manner other than directed, so my warranty was void. He then went on to tell me that he was just back from a company training about the brand identity and association and how important it is to have the company logo clearly displayed at all times.
Wow.
After many phone calls, to the company, they did fix it, but only after I paid to have a new logo put on the fridge.
Oh, my God.
That's from Rocky.
He had to pay to get their name advertised in his house. That's awful. How can you invalidate a warranty by taking a sticker off? Did you break your fridge by taking their name off?
This is why it's about leverage. Life is about leverage. Now, I'm not saying you should pick up rifles and make a standoff at your casino, but I understand. Okay?
Yeah.
I would understand that, but this is why you have to bear in mind leverage. You have to look at leverage. And you can just say that, that's one of the reasons you get shit like this on layaway and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah.
Because if you say, well, I'm not paying you fuck all else for it, I'm returning it back to the store, you could kiss my ass.
Yeah.
So which way is this going to go? Because, look up, I'm sure there must be some consumer rights in the States, because I think you have 60 or 80 days or whatever to return anything. You like by law. I know in Canada there's some laws
like that. It's a very, very short amount of time.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a week or 2 weeks. Very, very short.
I thought it was 30 days.
Something like that. But, you know, it's kind of short.
It is kind
of
short.
In the realm of things. In the realm of how long a product should last.
Right. I mean, you could just make life different for these guys and hit them with a bunch of slapsuits. This all takes time.
Yeah.
I mean, he just made a bunch of phone calls and blah, 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 blah.
Wasted a whole bunch of his time. Had to pay money
right.
to get something fixed that shouldn't have broken down in the time he had it.
Right. Right. So, I mean, he wound up, yeah. I mean, this is, at the
and
very
they,
least.
They, now they have a stranglehold on him.
Rocky, who did that? What's the name of the company, Rock?
Yeah.
I want to know, because you can bet that no other newsreel listener is going to buy that fucking brand of fridge. So if you want to let me know what that is, you know, the company that made you pay to put the logo back on their fridge, I'd like to know. And I will use them every time I talk about Mindshare for the remainder of my life, because this is a bullshit story. This is, like, completely insane. I can't
that
believe
that. That makes me really
upset. So, Rocky, let me know what brand that was, please, because, well, I'm not giving a fuck. Dear Sean and Sim, wow. I picked up the phone. Yeah, you're going to love this.
I'm still reeling from the last
oh,
one.
Oh, no. No, this one here is going to make the
so
last
I took
one.
Off all the logos off my car.
Oh,
they well. Still fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
But if they said they couldn't fix it because I took the logos
what
off
are you
my car.
Do? What are you going to do, Fagan?
My
huh?
fucking car,
skinny
by
guy,
the way.
What are you going to do, huh? What are you going to do? You going to pick up a rifle, huh? What are you going to do?
Okay, go ahead.
Nothing, you're fucked. This one will floor you. This one got me going.
Okay.
Dear Sean and Sim, I picked up one phone in the house. No dial tone. I hang it up. I pick it up again. No dial tone. I pick up another phone. I get an advertisement for Track Phone. So now they're injecting ads into the phone service. Before you can make the call, before you get the dial tone, when you pick up the line, it sends you an advertisement. You like that. It gave a helpful number to supposedly get my number off the list, but I doubt it'll do a damn thing. Telemarketing was bad, but automated telemarketing before you even dial is worse.
You know what? I would send that in to 2600, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. They deal with that kind of stuff, and they would tell you exactly what that was all about.
Because
they're freakers, right?
Yeah, they are.
I'm suspecting that this was, you picked it up coincidentally at the same time that they dialed your number.
Seems to make sense to me, though, because if you're going to automate it, that'd be the way to do it. Every time there's a phone request for a dial tone, because you pick that up.
No. Your phone company would have to be involved in that.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are.
It could be, but I think that would be absolutely illegal, in fact, because 911 has to be available.
Maybe 911 cancels it.
Maybe.
You get a 911 dial tone, cancel it, just goes directly
maybe
there.
Maybe. You'd have to dial 911 on top of it. Right?
Yeah, of course.
While
so
they're talking.
It's listening. Maybe there's a way you can hit like a key cone set or whatever, but I mean, that's pretty out of control.
Yeah, because I heard it's illegal. Like, you can plug a phone into any line and
right.
not even pay for it in the States, and
right.
you should be able to dial 911 with
right.
a dial tone. You may not have service, but yeah, I would say that's illegal if you don't get a dial tone before listening to an ad.
Yeah. That sounds pretty
sketchy. Yeah.
Pretty sketchy, so
but
check that out.
I wouldn't put it past the companies.
Oh, no, I mean, the morality, there is no such thing as morality. That's why I love these business. No, we have to take an ethics class. That's a fucking
business ethics.
Business ethics is like, yeah, here's it's like, okay, this is a puppy. Bam, bam, bam.
That's business.
Any questions?
We made a dollar from doing
that. Any questions? This is
our stock went up.
This is a 4-year-old Latvian girl. We're all going to gang rape her and charge $10 a head. That's business practice in modern corporate America.
Business lack of ethics.
Yeah, and then we'll photograph it. And here's how you make spinoffs from that. You got child porn there. You got a few photographs.
Yep.
Then you can recycle the child seller on eBay.
But I can see some company offering this at a discount rate for your phone line.
Yeah.
Listen to ads.
Yeah, pay us more money or you get the ads. Fuck
and
face.
People would go for it, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, they have to. Otherwise, they get the ads, don't they? No leverage!
Yep.
No leverage. Life is about leverage. And people, you know, that's unfortunate that life is about leverage, but it is totally about leverage, and I hate that. I hate that.
It is. If we could all just be on a level playing field.
And this is why... No. Fuck the level playing field. Okay, fuck the level playing field. The level playing field is some idealistic bullshit. This is why people are like, Sean, why are you so concerned about money? There it is!
There's the level.
In one!
That's why people have strangles over other people.
Money, 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 money. Stop
money
buying shit.
Money slash power.
Yeah, you betcha. Stop buying shit you can't afford to impress people you don't even fucking like. Who gives a shit about status? Buy your tactical clothing. You know what? Like, the big clothes that I pushed Royal Robbins. That was one of the best. I love their clothes. I love Royal Robbins tactical wear clothes. The pants, which I buy, are $66. Expensive! Expensive fucking pants!
On the upper range of normal pants.
No,
wear.
Not even close. Go check what jeans are now, dude.
Yeah?
You pay $110 for fucking jeans. $200. You buying designer shit? Well, fuck, sky's the limit. $400 t-shirts and shit. People buy that.
Good for them.
People
then.
Buy that. You give me a grand, I outfit myself. Not to mention, you know, the VV boutique there, Value Village. I'd go in there and just mop that place.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
it's
stop
crazy.
Buying. Yeah,
it's
you
crazy.
Know, the other thing that gets me is car prices. Car prices make me insane. $65,000 for a vehicle that maybe has $5,000 worth of materials. Maybe. Made by robots in an assembly line. The price margin value of fucking cars is out of control.
Oh, it's the advertising dollars they have to put
into
that.
How is it possibly fucking legal that they're selling these monster trucks to people? That's what I want to know. How is it possible you got these massive, like, Ford F-950 or whatever the fuck it is?
In terms of what?
4 miles to the gallon.
Oh, in terms of pollution and stuff?
Well, not only, but it's like, you know, like, why don't we get some laws regarding mileage? Like, you have to have, like, a certain vehicle because their
That's
gas
That's because
prices.
The car companies have a lot of money and power to influence.
Oh, so that has to
There it goes, back to the
Right to the
leverage.
Money and power again. Right, forgot about that.
And that's
yeah.
how they can keep pumping out those nasty vehicles.
Right.
And people keep buying them, too.
Right, right, because they want
you
the
can
status.
That's right.
Like the Escalade.
That's
yeah,
right.
My Escalade with my wing, my bling wheels and shit.
Look at them, they're spinning.
They're cute. And now they got the ones with the LEDs on them that you can write your own message. So as you're driving along, it says,
How
fuck you guy in the Ford.
Tacky.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, yeah, that's awesome.
That's styling.
That's big pimping. That's another term. Right?
That's because they're advertised to get it in their head.
Pimping is good. That's a funny, you know, pimping is somehow positive. Go look up what pimping is. It's when you take, like, young women and you...
Exploit them?
You get them hooked on drugs, and then you exploit them for their body, and invariably you wind up either killing them or getting them killed. Yeah, that's hot. That's something that I want my kids to be. Pimp my ride. Pimp my ride. Let's pimp my ride. I got a pimping ride. This is an M14. And if you try to pimp anything out, we're going to drop two in your head. Oh, God. I mean, seriously, pimps are one of those kind of people that, you know, you could eat them all day and not feel bad. You know, that's like from, like, what's his name? Sin City movie about, the whole movie was about him. Mel.
Okay, yeah.
Marv. He said, you know, the nice thing about hitmen is you never feel bad about what you do to them. Same thing could be said for pimps and pedophiles. It's like, I've shot 30 pedophiles today.
Not a lot of guilt going on.
Yeah, I've got to drive 4 states to get a pedophile now. How many pimps are local? Oh, shit, we got 10 pimps local. Okay, we'll move up the fucking food chain. Start with the pedophiles, move to the pimps, right to the lawyers. Well, you know, target of opportunity.
Yeah.
Sean. Con! That's what he said. That's okay. The way the letter reads. Remember the problem with Kong Sung?
No.
In case you forgot the Star Trek history. You remember Khan?
Yes.
Wrath of Khan?
Yes.
That's Kong Sung.
Okay.
Okay. In case you forgot your Star Trek history, the genetically superior beings have enhanced strength, enhanced sight, enhanced intelligence, and enhanced ambition.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
From the movie.
From the movie.
Yeah.
From
the show, whatever.
From the science fiction
yep.
movie, yes.
Yep.
They'll consider themselves gods, which, you know, they're definitely superior. I mean,
maybe not gods yet.
They're not gods. Your 13-year-old gen-joked kid will have a hell of a teenage rebellion when he snaps your neck and goes to a citywide rampage. It's his point. You know, I said if I gen-joke my kid, he'll rebel against me. And, yeah,
maybe.
You know.
Maybe.
Well,
why would he rebel more than anybody else would rebel?
Well, he'd have enhanced love.
That's right.
He'd have more love. More love.
More enhanced calmness and stability. And
But that is a good point. You know, I mean, the teenage rebellion, you'd wind up with that whole mutant X Factor thing where it's like, we are the next generation. When the seas are calm and the light has dimmed, who will you stand with? You know, I mean,
and they'll join together.
I'm okay with that. You know. It's all about let's throw our fucking human genes forward into the future. I'm okay with it. Sounds good to me. Dear Sean and Sim, lots of feedback.
Very much so.
Tons of feedback here. I'm currently writing a pocket PC app that is WOG software, and I'm thinking of a WOG training program app, i.e. music player, diet planner, exercise program, etc. Just wondering if you had any input or your listeners had any input. So get me on that email. I'll be releasing it open source so maybe you can make a useful WOG program.
So some sort of our organizational program or...
Well, it's like something you can put on your pocket PC that controls your training, your spending. That'd be the one you didn't mention there. I like the physical training.
Yeah.
Your food planner.
Yeah.
Shopping list. You need to have a shopping list on there. You need to have your spending.
Yeah.
What your monthly bills are, things like that. I'm thinking about ditching my cell phone. I really am. Because you know what? I'm paying like $130 a month. That's what my cell phone's up to now.
Yeah.
Fucking retarded. It's way too much money.
That is, for what it is?
Yeah, I mean, fuck that. I mean, yeah, it's nice to have a convenience and everything, but maybe there's got to be something I can do that's better than this. This is retarded. Like voice over IP or something?
You could go pay as you go, and you only make the calls. Have it outgoing only for emergency.
That's never going to work. I mean, I'm a pretty mobile guy. You know what I mean? I mean, I've got...
All pay phones then.
Yeah.
You could do that way. It's a pain in the ass.
That's a lot of fun. Sticking something you don't know how much infections are in your ear. And, oh, God.
Yeah, you could go the voice over IP with a handheld computer.
Right.
No phone portion to it.
Right.
And just look for open Wi-Fi. It doesn't work so well out in the boonies.
Unless I get me... that's one thing I do need, though. I do need... And the listeners can help me with this. I'm looking for a Wi-Fi antenna that I can plug into a PCMCIA slot. And I can't find one. Like one that I can amp out, you know? Like, you know, you get these ones that have cords.
Oh, surely there's lots.
I can't seem to find one. I'm having a hell of a time finding one. So if anyone can hook me up with, like, something I could hook up to my laptop, put it on my car. So I'm like, yeah, if there's
a Wi-Fi, get a super antenna.
Yeah, like, just bulk it the fuck out. That I'd be into. Because then you just run the same thing. Run the laptop, put the phone there, and then you're good to go, right?
But Anki would know.
Anki would know, but I mean, I don't want to bother him with it. Besides, I got the internet right here. People are downloading this. I'm sure there's a dude out there right now. It's like, oh, dude, I totally thought of this. Like, here it is.
Server will know.
Oh, server knows. Server knows, man. Set me up, server. You're the man. All right. Well, you're the
or woman
people.
It thing.
You're the thing. You're the
collective.
Collective.
Yeah.
We are server. but that pocket PC thing, very cool. That's from Lohapuck. Lohapuck?
Lohapuck?
Or Lohapuck.
Okay.
Or Lohapuck. I guess whatever his name is. Sort yourself out. Dear Sean and Sim, I'm 20 years old, 5'7", and my weight jumps from 110 to 120 pounds weekly.
Oh, my God.
You are a string bean.
Yeah.
My problem is my appetite. I have none. I hate food and wish I didn't have to eat.
Me too. I don't hate it. I just wish I didn't have to eat.
Is there a way to get my weight under control so I can gain muscle mass so I can stop being a skinny bastard? I'm not a vegetarian, nor am I anorexic. Okay, right off the top. I am not a nutritional god. Okay.
What should we eat? How should we work out, O'Shawn?
And how should we work out, oh Lord? Fuck off. How should we fuck off, oh Lord? Okay, listen up. I don't know shit about this. Again, here's how it works. Eat 6 small meals a day. Make sure they're nutritious. I would refer you to the books that I've read, which is like Body for Life. Look at the Okinawa diet. I got on my shelf over here.
The Okinawa program.
Okinawa program, yeah, that's good.
I spotted it.
It's a centurion thing, okay. Like the Roman centurion. No, it's people who live more than 100 years. The Okinawans have more people who live on more than 100 years than anybody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, also, if you get out and like get exercising, it'll increase your appetite.
Like, there's no fucking magic here. I don't have a silver bullet for you, dude. Diet and exercise. I don't like to eat. Sorry about your luck. Sorry about your luck. I don't like the fact that I have to work. I hate money. Okay, I hate that shit. But it must be done. I just worked on my microphone. I hate that. But I still have to do that too because I have to get the volume up. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I hear where you're going with this, brother. I do. And I'm not meaning to shit all over you, okay? But you need to gain some muscle mass. All right. Well, if you don't like to eat, well, fair ball. Find out, you know, ways to eat. Don't think of it as fuel.
Make food exciting.
It's not food, it's fuel. Fuck making it exciting. Look at, like, get angry about something. I don't know, like, join the army. I mean, whatever you got to do, you know, you got to, don't work out and not eat, okay? Like, you've got to work out, you've got to eat, and eat 6 meals a day. Do some research. Look into it. Look on your own. I mean, I am not a nutritional god. Last time I told people to drink a lot of water, Nipona was on me. She's like, people are lose all their electrolytes. They should be drinking like a Gatorade or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, well, they will. I don't have the science. I haven't gone to school for this shit. I don't know this stuff. I would just drink water because people drank water for generations. You know, a
couple years.
A couple years, you know.
Here and there.
I mean, yeah, if you're, you know, if you're working out, I mean, I did hurt my legs. I had some of that, you know, Gatorade stuff, and it helps. It does help. Like, if you sweat a ton, like if you're sweating. Yeah.
Eat healthy and exercise.
Your piss should be straw-colored. If your piss is not straw-colored, you may be drinking too much water. Right. Into the news. In Mud Hut news. You're going to like this story.
I always love Mud Hut news.
This one is from Debremi. Fucking all these guys with their hard-pronounced names.
Jesus. We need fanatics here, people.
And speaking of fanatics, the church is giving away iPods to draw new members. Now, this is shades. You believe this.
Filled with lovely Christian music, I bet.
iPod Shuffle giveaways have been used to alert people to open bank accounts, buy cars, as bait to buy online Huskers. Well, now even churches are getting into the craze. Leaders of the Interfaith Unity Church are hoping to capitalize on the gadget's popularity by enticing people to try out their 10:30 a.m. Sunday service. What we really want to do is we want people to know that we want them to come back. We want them to possibly shuffle in and soar out.
Shuffle in.
Shuffle in and soar out.
Shuffle is like a musical term for the iPods.
Oh, is it?
Shuffle the iPod tunes and...
Oh, God. Reverend Julian Lewis said that. Lewis said that whenever someone wins the shuffle, she hopes the church's message sticks with people and they continue to come back after the promotion ends July. I guess they give away one. So it's like a promotion. They don't give one to everybody. Jeez. To win the iPod, you must be a congregation member, at least 14 years old, who also has a parent that is a member.
Bring your family.
And if you're a guest of the church, you must be at least 18 years old. You must be present at the time of the drawing, and one winner per household.
They're desperate.
Yeah.
Desperate.
You know, like, yeah. Jesus is Lord. Give me the hope.
Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, give me my iPod.
Full of grace. Give me the iPod. Well, go do stations of the server.
If you're getting in people that only came because an iPod was up for grabs.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think they're really into your religion.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, Lord. Your iPod is big. It is so absolutely huge.
Give unto me the music.
We're all very impressed down here, let me tell you.
Can't wait to load some Judas Priest on it.
Yeah, I've got my Ozzy Osbourne, my Marilyn Manson, my King Diamond. I've got my, Deicide.
And then when you can return to church, you just plug it in and you're never bored.
Yeah, you know, I was down at the, they had that, Da Vinci Code.
Yes.
Now, of course, I read it when the book first came out, when it was called Holy Blood,
when it
Holy
was
Grail.
Really cool.
No, it was called Holy Blood, Holy Grail. The guys who sued the people from the Da Vinci Code for stealing their entire fucking book, pretty much, and going, writing another story based on what they're saying. Yeah, because it's like, nice try. But anyway, there's also another book that I've got called The Tomb of God, which talks about where Jesus is buried.
Let's go dig him up.
Yeah, you can. Actually, he gives like the grid of where he is. It's just that there's
three tours daily.
No, it's in Jerusalem, and there's like these holy sectarian orders with AK-47s who kind of protect that shit. When you get to that level of stuff, you get some scary, sketchy motherfuckers who like are sworn to uphold. Like, it gets really...
Some Indiana Jones level stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's when you need someone like yours truly. To take someone like yours truly.
Yeah.
And
eBay.
Well, yeah.
Bones of Jesus. Femur.
Femur of our Lord. I personally would keep the skull of Jesus. That'd be good. That'd be hot.
Mount him on like a stick in the front yard or something. Ward off evil spirits.
Yeah, I get stolen.
Yeah.
I stole the skull
of
Jesus.
Bad karma, I think.
Well, if there was anything that's going to give me bad karma, that would be it. I can't imagine it'd be bad karma as long as I didn't treat it badly. You know, like
polish it.
Well, if I made a goblet out of it or something and used it to drink Dr. Pepper, I mean, that'd be bad. Are you peeing in the skull, Sean?
Well, Adrian. I'm going to head right to the bathroom versus pissing in the skull of Jesus.
That was awesome. That was so good. You saw that episode.
No, actually, I had a buddy of mine tell me about it. I just thought it was very funny.
I was like mouth agape at that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's good.
Wow, the show's really degraded. We've gone from gaping mouths to pissing on the skull of Jesus. I'm going straight to hell. Hopefully God's got a good sense of humor. If not, well, he must. He must.
Straight out of the Depeche Mode song. Yeah.
Which, I hope that God's got a sick sense of humor. Yeah. Oh, no, I think that God's got a sick sense of humor.
I hope that God has a
no,
good
I think
sense
that God. I think that God's.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
want
to start any blasphemous rumors. I think that God's got a sick sense of humor.
That's
and when
right.
I die, I expect to find him laughing. Yes, it's a curse. I remember almost any lyric I hear. In apocalyptic trend news. This one was sent in by Kwame Kozalot.
This guy's fault.
Now, this is a weird story. I don't really know why I have to report on this, but it's one of those stories that makes you go, this is really fucking weird.
Okay.
New federal guidelines ask all females capable of conceiving a baby to treat themselves and to be treated by healthcare system as pre-pregnant, regardless of whether or not they plan to get pregnant anytime soon.
What?
That's what I said. Among other things, this means that all women between the first menstrual period and menopause should take folic acid supplements, refrain from smoking, maintain a healthy weight, and keep chronic conditions such as asthma and diabetes under control.
Great.
While most of these recommendations are well known to women who are pregnant, seeking to get pregnant, experts say it's important for women to follow this advice throughout their reproductive lives. Because about half pregnancies are unplanned, and so as much damage as can be done to a fetus at conception at the time a pregnancy is confirmed.
Ah.
Now, this is kind of weird.
So they're declaring all women as pre-pregnant. They're expecting all women to get pregnant.
Yeah, which is kind of strange. I'm like, is this to save money from the healthcare system, or what the fuck's the deal there?
That's probably right. That sounds about right.
I don't know. It sounds a little Gattaca to me. You know, I'm just sort of looking at that. There's another movie that didn't make it.
That's right.
But I was just like, meh.
You are pre-pregnant.
Yeah, you're not so much a woman as a future vessel for the host of parasitic life. You know, I don't
Prepare yourselves, women.
Brace yourselves, sweetheart. Yes. No foreplay for you. Yes, it seems rather odd. I don't know. It kind of caught me.
It is strange.
Now, okay, this one here. Now, that's kind of weird, but this is like shades of Videodrome all over the place in this one. Listen, all cities take a toll. This is in Lab Rat News, sent in by Vulgar. And at times, all city dwellers have to take their leave. When life in Istanbul gets too stressful, people can head to the baths. I guess there's baths in Istanbul. In Rio, there's a beach. In Tokyo, the antidote to urban overload is more of the same. In a world's most media-saturated city, people take a break by checking themselves into media immersion pods.
Oh, yes.
Warren's cluttered with computers, TVs, and video games, and every other entertainment in the electronic age. Now, I thought this up like 4 years ago, okay? I told you about it. This was part of my grand business plan.
I'm quite sure you've said it on the air, too.
Yeah, the Bagus Grand Cyber Cafe are Tokyo's grand temples of informania. temples of their wording, not mine. I hate it when I'm right. Situated well above retail level on the odd floor number, where in Manhattan you might find taro readers or nail salons.
What a great writer.
These establishments contain row after row of anonymous cubicles. At first glance, their spread looks office-like, but be warned, these places are drug dens for internet addicts.
This is a great writer. He's just pulling out all the stuff.
He's having fun. He was upset that his book didn't sell. The first Grand Cyber Cafe opened in 1999. Today there are 10, serving some 5,000 people a day. Each has a slightly different orientation. Some are geared towards teenagers, some to salarymen. But the atmosphere is the same throughout the franchise. Equal parts lending library, newsstand, arcade, Kinko's, and youth hostel. This is totally what I was going to do.
Start a franchise here.
I can't run a business. I'm too nice. An inspired extension from the basic internet cafe, the Grand Cyber Cafe shift their meaning to more the more you study them. As if by a trick of their trademark, low light. This was what I was going to do with the cult mosques. This is exactly what I was going to do with the cult mosques, actually. Sometimes they look like nothing special, only marginally cooler than carols you might find at a college library, but other times, especially at night, they seem visionary, architectural realization of the social and personal life of the future. The Japanese love liminal space and gray zones, explains Kan Ishao, writer who has published widely on youth culture, including the collection of letters by abused children called Letter to Japan's Worst Parents.
Wow.
Fucked up. In both the anonymity and role-playing games offered at the Grand Cyber Cafe, you don't have to exist in tight social norms, Mr. Ishao told me. Your identity can be flux. You can go to these places not to present yourself, but to lose yourself. Lose your name, your position, your pride.
Your pride?
Lose your pride. Debase yourself! Holy video drone. Mr. Ishao spoke through a translator, but he introduced some English. No face, man. No ID, man. No pride, man. Creepy.
Yeah. Video drone.
Video fucking drone in spades. Although the service offered by Bagus, a company also runs billiard halls, karaoke dens, and spas.
Bagus.
Are above ground. The Grand Cyber Cafes are enshrouded in urgent, furtive atmosphere and the hot sheet motel. Eyes averted, customers sign in, head to the library of entertainment options, load up on fashion magazines, video games, and DVDs of 24 as if stocking up on Jim Beam. They're Beetlebrow to their solitary pods. Beetlebrow. This guy needs to put the fucking thesaurus down. What they do there is up to them. Some people channel surf. Others trade stocks. You can download movies, read novels, watch porn, play video games, have sex, or go to sleep.
It's utopia. Just move in.
It's Cubicle-opia.
It's the promised land.
Cubopia.
It's heaven on earth.
It's fucking nightmarish is what it is. I'm like, wow. That is like some fucked up shit right there. That's like, okay, now read that story. Go watch Videodrome. Old movie. Very good. Check it out. Then check out Max Headroom, all the original series. Thank you very much. Can be downloaded for free, can it? Huh?
Yes, it can. Now. Just look around. Very easy to find.
Very easy to find.
Because they don't have it on DVD.
So fuck them.
I feel no pity. It's been out for a long time.
When it comes out, though, I'll buy it. Like, the minute it hits the ground, I buy
that's
a box.
That's a great series.
Good shit. In trendy tracker news. Now, if you're going to, like, hey, Sim, I'm going to, like, track your everything about you.
Cool.
But rather than get,
I have no secrets, Sean.
Well, obviously, the way that, no, I'm the one with no secrets. If there's a way, like, for me to get you to buy this shit, I'm going
to
make it exciting. The new tracker collar. You know? We inject this into your fucking brain. Be the first guy on your block.
It's trendy. It's new.
Check this out. In a very brief article, health data management. Health data management.
Needs managing. My health data.
I think some people just invent these companies to put out magazines to promote their product. But anyway, reports that Sensatex Incorporated, now there's a fucking Blade Runner name of a company.
Sensatex. Yeah, no kidding.
Is looking for beta testers.
Me.
Danger. For the smart shirt system. These fully washable shirts are using nanotechnology to weave a conductive fiber grid into the cotton fabric to monitor your movements, your heart rate, transmitted wirelessly to a central computer. If the tests are successful, these shirts could be used to buy remotely, check on old people living alone. Got to look after the old people.
Yeah, old person still at home. Yeah, still at home.
Also,
yeah,
soldiers in the field or athletes. And the company also wants to test Smart Bra. Let's start with the description of the fabric according to its manufacturer, Sensatex. The Sensatex fabric was first developed by researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology School of Textile and Fiber Engineering under the auspices of the U.S. military's 21st Century Land Warrior Program and DARPA, the R&D arm of the U.S. Department of Defense. If you don't go in, you're living under a fucking rock.
Good people at DARPA. Sensatex.
Who brought you, well, the internet. One of the primary targets for Sensatex was use of such shirts by first responders. Thing is, though, okay, we hook you up with this shirt, right? Blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on. But it's like, it's a method for them to know everything about you and what you're eating and blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Yep.
Makes me a little bit, makes me a little nervous.
A little bit.
Now, StupidCore sent me this story here in gaming news. Everyone likes to keep track of gaming.
Okay.
The Louisiana House, those forward-thinking people in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Futurists.
Has passed Representative Roy Burrell's HB 1381 is the name of the bill, on 102-0 vote. Everyone loves this bill. This bill would allow a judge to determine if a video game is patently offensive to prevailing standards and if it is appealing to the minor morbid interests of violence. If the title meets the criteria, the game could be ordered to be pulled from store shelves. Bang! Illegal game. Gone. Furthermore, someone found guilty of selling one of these games would face fines between $102,000 and a prison term for up to 1 year for selling video games. Video games.
Game. Not real.
Can you believe that shit? According to the Associated Press, even though several members of the House questioned whether the bill would be in violation of the First Amendment, you think?
Could be.
None of them felt they should vote against the measure. That's for the courts to decide. Fuck yeah. Anything subject
to
challenge.
You just had a chance to vote on it. Well, that's for the courts. I'm just going to vote for it because whatever. What kind of shit is that to say that's for the courts to decide?
It's a hefty fucking thing.
These people are just sheep then.
They're pandering to the Christian market is what they're doing. That's what they're doing. I mean, they're going for the votes.
You know, when 80% of the United States is Christian, I'm really not surprised when this shit passes all the time.
Yeah, if you want a country that's run by religious doctrine, why don't you go take a look at Morocco? Good town. Today's daily hack, in keeping with all the stuff we've already covered, is homebrew military and espionage electronics. Very cool stuff, and there's a GPS jammer in there. In case you know you're worried that someone might be broadcasting your position, put this in your car.
Yeah, is this one with a huge long list of cool stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, that looked really interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff. I just like the GPS jammer. Nothing there else you should build because it's really
Can't seem to connect to any satellites. What's going on?
For your own personal use, in case you want to play a joke on your wife or something. Ha ha, honey, your GPS doesn't work. Ha ha.
You have to whip out the old map to get to the restaurant.
Moving right along. Be sure to check that out. Some interesting stuff on that site. And that's all I got for you today, but don't worry. I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. No, I won't. I'll be back next week.
That's right.
This is a free podcast brought to you by the generous donations of 40 total donators. We had 4 new subscribers, 33 continuing subscribers. I love the subscribers. We had 5 guys, I think, drop off, 4 guys drop off, but 4 new
4
ones
or 5,
came on.
Yeah.
3 one-time donators. The one-time donations, hey, that's really, really cool. We do very much appreciate it, and, well, to be honest with you, I don't mean to be a shit. We need the money. Well, I need the money.
Keeps Sean eating Indian food.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it helps us do our stuff. I hate begging for cash. I do. I hate doing it on the show, but you feel like you got to do it because, well, you know, that's unfortunately how the world works. It's about leverage. If you would like to keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rammedia.ca and give me a donation. That'd be great. Thanks again to everyone in their assistance gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's newsreel, at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, check out the new album from Frontline Assembly called something.
It's a new one. It's not even out yet.
It's not even out yet.
I don't think.
But we got it from Frontline Assembly. And
that's
they
right. They came over to our house
show.
Today.
Yeah, because
yeah,
we hang with those guys.
Yeah. Actually, we did.
And we are...
they were on the TV show.
Yeah, of course they were. They're hot. We love those guys.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave you now with a track from World War III, track 4 from World War III, by KMFDM called Jihad, which works well with the rest of the show. So anything else, Sim?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of... Well, until next week.
Until next week.
Until next week. God damn it! That's what server said. End of line.